did it. I can't believe it. Today I've beaten my anxiety. Today I won. I won this battle. I am actually here. And I can hardly believe it. I will never forget this day. Today, December 25, 2019. Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Selena, and you are finally listening to Level Up with Selena. This episode is about beating anxiety and getting yourself doing what you've always wanted to do. Today is a big day for me because today I did something I've been trying to do for months. And because of my brain tricking me over and over again, it became the hardest thing for me to do. I was literally a hostage of my own mind. But not today. Today, I'm the one who tricked my brains and actually did this. You want to know how I did it? I'll be happy to tell you. See, the brain is something amazing. In your life, whenever things get difficult, uncomfortable, insecure, or scary, your brain tries to protect you from those things. Because that's what it's supposed to do. Protect you from anything that might hurt you. It's natural and necessary in many cases. But in some certain circumstances, it can be a barrier. The brain doesn't know the difference between you wanting to jump off a cliff or you wanting to go for a jog early in the morning or finally start that dream you've been wanting to achieve all along. See, both of those things are outside of your comfort zone. Both of those things you never did before, and you're not used to doing them. So you hesitate, you analyze, you wonder if it's a good idea, you worry if it might work, and that's the moment when your brain steps in and tries to warn you by talking you out of it. Because it simply thinks you're getting yourself into a dangerous situation. You know, or you won't be hesitating, right? You didn't hesitate when you put on your shoes this morning, or when you got your coffee from the coffee machine, or when you had your breakfast, and now you're suddenly worrying, analyzing, and hesitating. So your brain thinks, whoa, something might be up. See, from the moment you hesitate, it holds you back and tries to talk you out of doing whatever it is that you wanted to do. And the more you hesitate and think about whether it's a good idea or the right thing to do, the more you get paralyzed and scared or worried, and chances get smaller and smaller and smaller for you to actually do those things you want to do. Because the image in your mind gets so big and scary that it's called fear. It's just an illusion. It's you're getting yourself so worked up and so afraid that you get paralyzed and you don't do those stuff. Fear is just an illusion. That is one of the reasons many people think so much about what they want to do and achieve in their life and never really doing it. Mel Robbins calls this the knowledge action gap. You know what you want to do, but you can't seem to make yourself doing it. You know what to do to lose weight. You have to eat healthy and exercise. You know what you have to do to get that degree. You have to work hard every day and study. You know what to do to save more money. Don't spend so much on stuff you don't need. You know, we all know what to do, but we don't do it. You can Google anything you want and have the knowledge. Anything you want, you can find on Google and you have the knowledge. But how do we get ourselves doing it? And that's the gap where the majority of people stop. And that's the knowledge action gap. We have the knowledge, but it's far from taking any form of action. And that's the gap where the majority of people stop. It's where they quit. I'm going to try to help you go through that process today. It's important for you to learn how to close that knowledge action gap. I'm going to teach you two important things about the gap today. One, why is there a gap between knowing and doing? And two, how do we overcome it? I'm going to start with the why. I have five reasons. One, talking over action. Talking is cheap. We talk because talking about it makes us look clever, and we end up talking about their dreams, talking about their actions more than we actually do something. We talk about it maybe to impress other people, or we feel good talking about them. Because if we talk about our dreams, it's if already we're doing it. And that's a good thing. Talking about your dreams is a good thing, but you have to stop talking eventually and start taking action. That was number one. Number two, memory substitute for action. You are trapped in old habits, paradigms. You do things the way you did them before because they might have worked for you in the past. You see, past success can make change more difficult. You do things the way you learned how to do them, the way you did them before, and that might not work for you today. Number three, that's my friend. Fear prevents action. Fear of rejection, fear of being different. And the master of them all, what if I fail? What if you fail? Everybody asks themselves this question. What if I fail? What if it doesn't work? What if I'm a joke? Number four, measurements obstruct good judgment. You need to evaluate what and how you've been doing things in the past that you want to do differently now. Find a different way to achieve your goals. Be alert to methods that are not working for you today. Because if something not working for you today, maybe you should change the way you do it. Change the way you do things and things will start to happen. Number five, eternal competition. The other guy is better. The other guy has more money, has more experience than me, more time than me. They don't have children. They're not working full time. They're prettier than me, skinnier than me. Don't lose your precious time looking behind to see where the other guy is. It's not about the other guy. It's about you and your way of doing it. It's about you, not about the other guy. Don't compare yourself to anyone else, ever. You are unique and you have a special gift to give into this world. You will achieve your goals on your way, on your time. You don't know what the other guy has been through to get where he is. Maybe you are the other guy to someone else. Think about that. Okay, so we know now five possible reasons why there's a knowledge action gap, but how do we overcome it? Number one, write your goal specifically on a piece of paper, make a plan, and set a date. This one is the most important. Write your goal specifically on a piece of paper or in a book. Make a plan and set a date when you want to achieve it. Number two, reward action, not discussion. Reward yourself for taking any form of action towards your goal. Even the smallest step you take, be nice to yourself. Be your own cheerleader. Whatever it is, the smallest step you actually took towards your goal, reward yourself for it. Number three, don't overthink it. Don't analyze it. Don't make it a big thing in your mind. Trick your mind before it starts talking you out of it by producing doubt and fear. Just get up and start doing it now. Just get to it. Number four, it's okay to fail. It's okay to fail today. Tomorrow is another day. Don't be so tough on yourself. Keep on trying. Every day is the most important thing of all. If you want to fail every day, good, but don't quit. You must try every day until you get there. Number five, focus on you, not the other guy. No one else but you. Don't lose track. Stay focused. Your target is in front of you, not behind you. It's about you. And six, stay committed. This one is important. This one is important, guys. Every day, stay committed. It's a fight. It's a fight. It's not going to be easy, but you'll get there. I promise. Because if I can, you can. We're in this together. I'm Selena, and you've been listening to Level Up with Selena, the podcast. Join me next week for another episode of Level Up with Selena. Thank you for listening.